thank you. This is tape number 2 on Saturday, August the 21st, 1993. Thank you, Commander.
And I'm in my preaching mode, so we may have to put off questions till tomorrow. But you need to know how to get to heaven. What was I talking about, EJ? Quickly, quickly.
Christ came because we have to go to God via the Christic pathway.
Jesus has great tone quality.
Thank you.
You're an old man.
All of the above.
Well, we put that on the turn of the tape. We don't want anyone, you know, thinking out there that Doris is sitting up here holding Maya's hand. God forbid. Don't you see how you have been manipulated? All the while, you've been manipulated. And that's a message we bring now. There is only one way, and that is to move toward God with all intent. Does that mean you won't make errors? Of course you will make errors, because you are seeking your way. It does mean that you have to move out there, usually in front of the pack. Oh, it'll be fine for a while, because there will be a lot of groups that, oh, I believe that too, and my group believes that, and I know that that's true. And in the minute you go beyond that one, oh, well, but now you're going to be anti-something. I'm not anti-anything, and much less anti-Semite. I come, and you come from the tribe of Shem. The Khazarians do not, my friends. They do not. And it's all totally unimportant. Don't worry about tribes. Keep one tribe in mind, and that's the bird tribes. And you'll be okay. Because you're in the segment of movement where you are attaining flight. And that is represented by the bird. You're going to find that you have another journey or two level in between before you become again with the lion of God. Right, child?
Yes.
We tramped around together, you and me, in Sumeria, as you were created into a planet and the histories began to be written, and as later with Egypt, I was recognized as Atum. In Sumeria, they called me Dar. I was called St. George of Cappadocia. My symbol, my shield, my coat of arms, if you will, is a lion to either side, as big as myself. That's pretty damn big. So you still to achieve that which is recognized as the king of beasts, the lion. So we have a way to go. Now, knowing that, you can better understand why your fleas itch you. Because you've gone beyond, really, even flight in the bird tribes, representative as the eagle. these are simply symbols, just like your chakras, something to identify, an expression. But because you will relate to Sumar and Sumaria, I was also classified as the first Aryan Sumerian deity, the sun god. It's all BS. That doesn't make me have to do all the work, my friends. Just like then, you've got to do it. And I'm pretty persevering. There's no such thing as copping out of this thing on the basis of death. I'm going to shoot myself. I'm sick of your game. It isn't my game, it's yours. And you go right ahead. Out on Saturday, back on Tuesday to do your job. Wrong. A commitment's a commitment. You're going to need a lot of help if you break some of these commitments. Although don't be concerned. Ones will break away. They did not really make that commitment. Don't judge them. They may be simply your testers. Have some compassion, have some understanding, and leave them go their way if you can. They won't go away, do you understand? People who honestly are seeking truth get confused. And it doesn't match up here and it doesn't match up there, and I'm sure God wouldn't do this, so I am going over here. I think that's fine. Go experience. If you have experienced enough here, you will know this is truth. Somewhere buried in what you have perceived is truth. Or you wouldn't come back. You would go. The ones who keep hounding and hounding and hounding us, all they've got to do is go their way. No group, no change, no bindings. If you don't like what I say, go away. Start a church. Go do something. Why do you pick? Why do you try to make it? Why do you argue? Why do you debate? And only every time with half the facts. Why would you try to prove me, who says I'm of God, wrong by weaker standards? For goodness sakes, get informed and at least try to judge me on God's standards, not my adversary. Because until you do that, you are unqualified and I will win every time. Every time. Hear me, every time. What you may perceive as losing is not. You allow your enemy to set himself up and knock himself off. Irritating that ones will continue and continue and continue and continue. That is their problem, and if you allow it, only then does it become yours. You can have compassion for them, you can love them, you can unconditionally love them. As a matter of fact, you are more qualified under your circumstances to unconditionally love. But you may not allow. You can Turn away from it. You can keep out of it. It's none of your business. But even allowing is God's privilege, the same as judging. You do not have to participate. Allowing someone to be what they are does not necessarily mean you condone what they are, but you can unconditionally love them regardless, unless they are doing, practicing, acting in an evil manner that impacts you. If they are acting in an evil manner that just impacts another person, that is not your business. That is that other person's. And if you feel compelled, pushed, driven, whatever, to butt in and say, hey, I think maybe this is an incorrect approach, they have the right to say, hey, well, tell me about that, or they have the right to say, up yours, go away. It's usually the latter. Not always. It usually is. And you will get sucked in because you're searching and you're beautiful and you are looking. How many come really looking, terrified of finding, and when they find, boy, that is when they go. Well, I still have to experience and I must go search. I have recently been told, you know, I wasn't told. It was very definitely not for me to be told. So you have to understand that literally I came by it. Because of someone who cared enough to ask, because of his own need to know some answers. I didn't even have to take it up. This one bit Doris. Two things from that one source that are absolutely heartbreaking. One is, I have decided in my studies that it is the light that distracts and pulls you away from God. I won't go to the light anymore. That is the bugaboo. Oh my goodness, precious ones. Don't let these things happen to you. The other was something very near a quote about, obviously these ones are attacking Doris and EJ. They sort of half-ass attack me. You know, they'll spell God, my God. Hatton's God with little g. Their God with a big one. Now Mr. Green has taken up that habit in his writing. He even spells Hatton with a little one, a little h. Well, fine with me, as long as you don't forget a capital A. And it has nothing to do with status. It has everything to do with you and your soul. Anyway, this one said, channelers are popping up, new channelers are popping up daily, and old ones are fading out. Now I want someone in this room to tell me what in the hell that means. Except that they want this one to be passed by. If this one is telling the truth, why do you need a new one popping up every day? And why would this one fade out? Why would I go away if I am telling you the truth, and why would you need somebody else popping up? unless you think that one is going to tell you what you want to hear. And 9 times out of 10, that will happen. The Pentecostal preacher has it really good, right on track, when he said the churches are controlled mostly by no more than 5 families in that congregation who have money and will withhold money to your church unless you preach what they want you to say. Well, I don't have a church, so if you don't like what I say, get out of my church room. Just me in my church. All of you are my family. And your money doesn't mean that much to me. It does to some of the others who would like to, you know, at least one time meet the price of the paper. But it sure doesn't mean anything to me. And I'll figure a way to meet the price of the paper. But you'll do the work. Don't get off here. When you find truth, going and searching for it somewhere else isn't going to do anything, is it? There's only one truth. But here is the magic and the secret and the misery. There are as many ways to get there as there are of you. And that's the challenge. That's the challenge. To be able to stay on the path when it sure does look easier to take out of the road. It's always going to be easier to take out of the road. But sometimes the choices are foolish. Why would you go out there and withdraw from everything of this world that you must participate in if you are going to succeed in even building a village or a method of survival of a remnant? To go out and make everybody mad at you. You won't be able to put up a Costco store over here on Capitol Hills. Well, Bernie will see to it, but, you know, discounting that. You can't get the planning commission to work with you if they don't like you. You've got to work in this society. You do not have to sacrifice your integrity to do so. And you have to know that when you don't, you're going to get the bombs thrown at you. They're even going to pick on your children, aren't they, Bernie? And you can let it get you, or you can count it for what it is and keep going. If you have erred, correct that error, correct your course. So that no matter what they dig up, it is covered. And you require your friends who come to you for help to do the things that cover themselves and thus cover you. That is good business. God is good business. You've got to live in this world. And ones are welcome to search and find and drag away, argue, debate. Fine, go out there. Go do it. And we'll see on liftoff day who was right. Because all you really have to do is go within. This energy is not going to tell you other than truth about it. And you can disagree all you want to. And what is it? If you go somewhere else and find something more suitable, why do you still want to fling rocks at me unless you know at some level I am truth? I didn't say Doris. This is where the vendetta comes. They are very, very careful to be sure they don't pick the big fight with Hatton, who they want to fight with, but no, they cannot win. So we'll batter his people, and he will back off. I will not back off. I may change and bend my own rules a little bit. Not any rules that relate to the goodness of God. I may pull rank. I can blank a mind in a split second. I can misplace papers in less. I can watch you looking for something, and I could make every one of those pictures disappear. I don't have to make them disappear. All I have to do is make it so you don't see them. Because that's all vision is, an idea, a reflection on that wall back into your eyes. And that's why every one of them will look different to every one of you. You will see something different. You will focus on something different. Because that is where you are sending out, and light is bouncing off and coming back, and you are interpreting both the image and the meaning. And if you can find the wholeness of anything somewhere else, go look. But leave us alone. Do you hear what I'm trying to say to you? If you don't like me, go from me. I'm not going anywhere that I don't choose to. And I choose to be right here. We have a mission here. We have good people here. And you ones are depending on me, and I will not betray you. I'm sick of some betraying me. Because in the betrayal of me, it means you have really betrayed your brother. There is no way to betray me. I don't care if ones don't like my name. It's my name. It is the identification label, Gorgos Seres Hatton. Gorgos from all of my last experiences as St. George. Do you hear me? It represents the dragon killer, the slayer of the adversary. I say George because that is a loose English translation, if you will, of Yorgos. And Yorgos goes back to Greece. There's no point in going farther beyond than that. The meaning is there. The Christ energy against the adversarial energy. And don't put me on some blasted pedestal. You represent that energy the same as do I. I just can remember, and you are destined on your place to forget. I was smarter. I got off quicker. And you're stuck with it.
Amen.
But you need a leader, don't you? And the people on this planet need a leader. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to like you. They probably are going to hate you. Most will just simply turn away. Those are not the painful ones. The painful ones are the ones who come and then start a great uprising against you. When if they simply felt the energy of the paper, for instance, they would go in, what do they have to argue about? I don't believe in the shadow government. So don't believe in the shadow government while they lock you up. But that's your business. But at some point, mankind has to know that it's more than that. This will shackle your soul into hell. Oh, now you've said a bad word. Hell. Hell, I thought that was something, you know. Well, maybe you better. Brimstone, I guess. You're going to burn my feet. No. Hell will be whatever you express it as. It may be brimstone, you know, boiling up as a volcano. But it'll be because somebody detonated a hydrogen bomb at the bottom of that volcano. It may be when the sidewalks are so hot they melt. That's going to give you a real hot foot. You may as well know it. But that is not hell. If you are of God, you aren't going to be touched. But God is your way. And I don't care whether you want to argue it or not. It is the only way. Off that place you call earth. In that experience that you find yourself, there's something more to this painting up here. I want everybody's attention to go to the last one. That she said was her equivalent of Sebokeh. It doesn't matter what you see at this moment. I'm going to tell you what that is. Is from the darkness into the light? Yes, it is the birthing, yes. It is the spin-off of mother becoming an individual thinking, experiencing being. And you have to make your journey from this side over to that one. When you get into that one and experience that reality, it will be what some of you want to call your parallel planet. God left your place, said, I am going to prepare a place for you. He would not make it hot soup. It will be a place to receive you as you are ready to make that transition. And God willing, most of you and all of His will make it in what you perceive a higher frequency human being. But you will be moving into a world order, a cosmic law, creation law, balanced. Will some of you slip through and revert? Yes. That's why created planets eventually come to this. And you as a mop-up crew have to come down here and gather everybody up and go through this again. But Mother is learning and evolving all the while, don't you see? As she becomes her own energy. And she doesn't want any of this evil crap going on. God will allow no evil of your place. It's landlocked. It's there. I don't care, maybe you can get to the moon. So big deal. You don't have any enemies coming from the regions of the outer space cosmic realms. But there are reflections of you in manifested form about what you call your galaxy and the outer galaxies. In the Milky Way alone, 178 billion, billion inhabited planets similar to yours with experiencing physical conscious forms. God experiences in a big way. but he can keep up with it. And you don't have to worry about it. But the danger is not coming from outer space. It's already here. It is already here, and you feed it, and you feed it, and you feed it. And the beast has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It is mammoth now. But it's like the government. It's very mortal. And if you quit feeding it, it will die. Well, obviously, as long as they have force, you're not going to quit feeding it. And you have not reached the level of knowing as to know what to do otherwise. By the time we make this transition, you're not going to need a gun. Anyone come against you. And they can do it in China. It's called qi. This is physical. You can train yourself to where anyone coming near you to harm you, he will be knocked on his fanny 20 feet from you. The light shield will deflect that bullet coming at you. But you've got to know it will do that. You've got to stop running around searching, 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 searching. It's all right to do that, but know you're getting behind. And that's one thing to pull yourself away. In the name of anything, that's fine. But when you have another one that trusts you and believes you and listens to you, and you pull that one away too, and then the group away, and then more and more and more, that is your privilege. You can be queen for a day or king for a day and be caught in hell. So what's hell? If it ain't brimstone and fire, it's darkness. Well, what is darkness? It gets dark every night. You ain't seen darkness. Darkness is the total absence of light. And what does that mean? It is the absence, the total absence of God. That is hell. It's more than ignorance. Or not having knowledge. And that's what is meant by the Dark Ages. There was darkness. There was lack of enlightenment. There was lack of knowing. But hell is the absence of God present. It may not have anything to do with firelight, but it is going to be terrible. Oh, but God would not leave. Oh, yes, he would. Because that's part of the experience that these ones, these energies that have any soul left at all, are going to demand to experience. They will call it punishment of self for whatever they perceive. So it'll be nasty, rotten, and dirty. And you can see the picture coming. You can see the picture unfolding. As every day it becomes more and more acceptable to do all of the unacceptable things. And they will flaunt it in everyone's face as against the church. You are coming to the time when the Holy Church of Rome will be absolutely headed by Satan. The Polish Pope, forget it. He is a tool. He has always been a tool. This man sold gas for delousing to the death chambers that they like to call Holocaust. He was a businessman in Poland. Communist. You don't know what communism is. It is fascism, socialism, under a guise, a disguise. Where did the Polish come from? Out of the Khazarian Jews. They didn't come up with Jew until the end of the 1700s, for goodness sakes. Judean, Israelite was a term that meant something, not a place. Israel, the chosen of God. Where you're Israel? Take up your responsibility. This is a chosen nation. Chosen to take a stand. Oh, we're going to go to war after all. Hot dog. You're at war, I guess. I don't declare war on anyone. It's not fair. Well, but we must battle to awaken the people. It's none of your business. Do your job. It's none of your business. Neither do you have to go home and weep and wail and be ill all night. What will I do? I only got one journal out this week. To anybody. Nobody wants to hear truth. I can guarantee you the one went to the right one. We write the journals to awaken the people, but first we write the journals to call our people. It will touch, it will hit, and it will not be everyone. This continual pounding on what is wrong and what Mr. Kissinger has done this week and what you did to the POWs and what you did in Waco is to keep you alert and focused that there's a lot wrong. Are you among the ones to change this? Well, we don't need to bother because you just said there's another planet named, you know, now. You have to make it to that other planet, don't you? You're not just going to evaporate there. There are a few interim steps. And on that day of liftoff, you're going to look at your wife or your husband or your child and say, oh, Millie, I wish you could come. Because if there is great distress and rancor and turning away, that one will not be able to come in the same form in which you go. Because it will not be able to take the same intense light beam. Or you can have little spacecraft landing out here and little give everybody a little ride. Know what is happening. Even the most practiced still get bubbles in their ears, don't they, Dharma? On liftoff day, if there has to be an evacuation, we are well prepared for an evacuation. We can get everybody off the planet, including the souls that are still just clustering there that need to be moved. And actually, most all of them are off. We have removed them in case you pulverize this place and disperse its energy. Because they are not in human form. They cannot manage and reason like you. So many of those soul energies that gains this day a possible hydrogen total prana destruction, they've been moved. There are many who will not leave. They are locked to the earth plane. They're in astral form, locked to the earth plane. So there's still many to be gotten off. And if enough of you come along just far enough to hop in the light beam when help is sent to you, you're going to make it. You may not make it all the way to that parallel planet, and you may not make it to heaven and God in the energy form. But you certainly can make it to safety, and you can be put at your level of growth into that environment. Now, when would that happen? Why would that happen? It is not rapture. Don't get it confused with rapture. I'm talking about evacuation. It is when imminently it is going to be destruction of the entire planet in such a manner as to harm soul energy. When God put us here, as creation, there was also a promise that went with that as a final act in any given play, if you will. The players would not be left to have soul disbursement that could not be recovered. And God set his own limits, saying, when man can create death, meaning soul, because otherwise it has no meaning. It's a transition. When he can commit death, because the adversary has not the ability to create. Only God can create. Only light can create. Everything else is stuck having to work with what is already created. So I use the term creation as something specific. Don't confuse it with the creation or the ability to create from atmosphere, from life energy, as God creates. You are dealing with the adversary tampering, manipulating what is already available. We've got to get your frequencies up. We can do it starting as simply as with Giandriana. It is the cellular structure given to you a creation. So you can grow and build. No, you don't have the last keys of this, but you have all you need to start. You need to feel good. You need to service well. Because there will be stresses on you that you must, in this changing, you must have this capability and flexibility. Just like the firefly, he can turn it on and off. On and off. You will learn to do that. How long will it take? Well, I don't know. As long as you need. And we're pretty capable. We have pretty good technology, and I'm talking technology. We can do pretty well. If you haven't made it all the way to glowing state and ascension state and vaporization, we can get a shuttle down there to some of you. We cannot get a shuttle down to all of you, everybody. And we come, God went and prepared a place for all of you. Even the non-souled beings, and I want to tell you now that your planet is inhabited by non-soul beings, but by the time we get to liftoff, many souls will have entered or re-entered. This is why, until the 12th hour, don't give her up. But many will be left. Many will die in the physical form. And many will die having been mechanical entities. And you will not be able to know the difference. And in your functioning, you're going to have to just move on and move on and move on. You're not going to be given the privilege of going back and getting Mary Jo. This was the exception that I told you once about in the beginning, and if I haven't repeated it up, I will repeat it now. The workers, ones do choose their entry into this place. Some will come to test, some will come to precipitate, some will come to serve. Don't question why they are here or why they chose. That is trying to figure out something that's none of your business. They chose. Dormo's children chose to come. As much as they want to get rid of her, they chose her, so they're stuck with it. Can't be undone. You cannot alter the past. You can try to lessen the impact, but you may as well deal with it. Whatever happened is done. Baby, you have now, right now. You can hope for a future. You have this split second. This split second. By the time I can say it, it's done. It's gone. It's a memory. And that is your confirmation of exactly what I told you. You are thought. You are thought, energy, and motion. And in manifestation. And everything becomes a memory. You cannot live back in that memory. You can learn from that memory. All of those memories. But if all you do is try to remember what you were so that you can go say, I was King Tut, then you didn't learn anything. You are really on a wrong track here. And most of you will very humbly say, I couldn't have been that. I don't even want any part of that. I don't even want to look at that. So what has happened is only for the lessons of it in the memory. You cannot go back and live in the memory. At the very most, you can go insane and create that little world where you really truly believe that it's happening again. And usually that ends you up in the insane asylum. That's all right, too, if that's where you want to be. I want to tell you that many of the ones who are actually insane in the insane asylum are perfectly happy. If Betty Jean thinks she is Queen Elizabeth and she's happy being that, why ruin her world? She's created her world that she can live with. So we are working, and you can see the separation.